Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
We'll be right back. from a legend that was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. That was Cool Cat Eric Wyatt with the tune The Golden Rule off his 2019 CD called The Golden Rule for Sonny, paying the ultimate respect to his friend, mentor, the legendary Mr. Sonny Rollins. Eric was introduced to the sax man by his father, Charles Wyatt, who also played the tenor and hung out with icons of the jazz world like Charlie Parker, Gary Bartz, George Braith, Wilbur Ware, Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, and Mr. Rollins. But it was meeting two great jazz masters that really ultimately changed his life, Miles Davis and his godfather, Sonny Rollins. Sonny also helped Eric record his first CD for King Records out of Japan, titled Godson. Eric has been recording and traveling the world as both a leader and sideman for all of his life, and we caught up with him recently here at the show, and he was very reflective on his life. It's good.
You know, in any life, an athlete, professional, you know, you couldn't dream of having a life that I was just blessed from my dad and his relationship with the men in his life. Now, just imagine this. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. How many men that were your father's friends have you had a relationship for most of your life from your age of 10 to where you are now as a man? You have relationships with your father's or your parents' friends?
No.
Right. This always puzzles me.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town with cool joints, better cats, and the legend of Bird in the Air, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the goods for yet another hour of jazz music. So as we get into the tune The Bridge off the 2005 Essential Sonny Rollins CD, have a listen to Eric talk about the supreme Sonny effect.
His music had an effect. In Italy, I played Don't Stop the Carnival. These people are dancing in restaurants at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Calypso, man, and it was like, his music has such a profound effect on the world that I realized that, so you know, I gotta do this root project, and I gotta get the guys that were connected to him. I've had a great relationship with Clifton Anderson. Me and Russell Malone talk on the phone for hours, Willie Jones. So it was a combination of all of these things in my life connected to Sonny and trying to honor him because he can't play anymore. We'll be right back. Jazz fans, how are you doing? This is saxophonist Eric White from the Borough of Kings, Brooklyn, New York, and I'm listening to Joe Dimino, Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was another cat, a legend that looms large over Eric's life and many of ours, Mr. Miles Davis, with the tune I Waited For You off the 2009 CD Absolute Miles Davis. And Miles spent some quality time with Sonny and knew how he rolled. So let's hear from Eric again about Sonny and that golden rule, a jazz proverb of sorts.
The one thing he emphasized to me over any chord change, over any melody, is to treat people nice. Live by the golden rule. Do unto others as you would like them done unto you. And I think the struggle when you learn to really play this music on a high level, something happens to you.
From the chops of vibraphonist, composer, and producer Mark Sherman, we go next, man, I dig this, with the song The Cupbearers off the 2019 CD, My Other Voice, as we continue on and dig it.
I'm a jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
That was ASCAP award-winning saxophonist Roxy Kos with the song Enlightenment off her 2019 CD, Quintet. This is the fifth album with her quintet, and it's a collaboration of the quintet's favorite repertoire. All of Roxy's original compositions taken from prior albums, and this album was recorded live at Bunker Studios in Brooklyn, New York, with full video offering an intimate and honest window into the band as they are now in their element, improvising and speaking through their music to create something beyond individual solos. It's a great collective conversation. From the kid out of Kansas City and now a legend on the guitar, this is Pat Metheny with the theme of Now, Let's Move, off the 2008 CD Day Trip, Dig It. We'll be right back.
This is New York City saxophonist Roxy Koff, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Jamaican pianist and veteran cat Monty Alexander with his take on Abide With Me off the 2019 CD, Arika Hill, the music of Thelonious Monk. So his imaginative, unique, and compelling interpretation of the music of Monk is infused with a sensibility that melds the worlds of jazz, ska, and reggae into a unique melting pot of Monk with a twist. And while Arika Hill refers to a place in Jamaica, a place where Rastafarian musicians used to gather and located behind Monty's childhood home outside of Kingston. That's a cool story. From the legendary mind of Sir George Albert Shearing, we dig the British jazz pianist with the song Serious Grease. He always had that off the 2002 CD, The Legacy Lives On, and it always does with George Shearing, as this hour lives on.
Thank you. Hi, this is Peter Eldridge. You're listening to Neon Jazz. We hope you're enjoying the sounds from Somewhere featuring Kenny Werner and String.
It's difficult to say just what you mean to me. Might as well start speaking Japanese. In these suits of armor, a decorum prevails. This tea ceremony, for when all else fails, fragile as porcelain, our covered smiles, respectful bows, words tumble off our tongues as if they were banana peels. How absurd to think that two could ever share a life as one. It's difficult what we've begun.
The duo of vocalist Peter Eldridge and pianist Kenny Werner with the tune Difficult off their 2019 CD Somewhere. So this album was a long-cherished dream for both of these artists, and the CD marries timeless romanticism with contemporary attitudes and harmonic sophistication. It takes its yearning title from that West Side Story classic. And we caught up with Peter about this project, and this is what he had to say.
I actually thought we were going to end up calling the album The Lush Project, because it was just, it's just that feeling. The goal we both had in putting this music together was that it was just music for the soul, music to make people, you know, feel, and to, you know, these, the songs we included have to do, they deal with life, they deal with the passage of time, they deal with love, you know, and we were really trying to make that the forefront.
From New York City award-winning pianist, composer, and educator Jason Yeager with the tune Reckoning, off the 2019 CD New Songs of Resistance, we go next as this hour starts coming to an end. Thank you. Again, that was New York City piano cat Jason Yeager with the tune Reckoning, as we reckon ourselves into the final tune on this hour, and it's an old one. From that famous New Orleans jazz trumpeter Bunk Johnson and his New Orleans band, this is the song I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sis, off the complete Deccas and Victors, 1945-46. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is a master behind the mic, the Neon Beast, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.